It's official. Sweden and Finland have applied to join NATO. The head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, is calling it a historic moment, and the alliance is promising to fast-track the applications. But two new members would expand NATO's territory, also its clout, a fact not lost on Russia, which is threatening to retaliate. It will fall to our next guest to lead his country's next steps in all this and to navigate the very fast-changing security situation in Europe. Peter Hultqvist is the defense minister of Sweden. Today he is here in Washington for meetings with his U.S. counterpart, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Peter Hultqvist, welcome to All Things Considered. Welcome to Washington.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I have to say, this is a conversation I did not expect to be having, because you have been defense minister since 2014, and all those years you have opposed joining NATO. You were on Swedish TV just late last year saying, quote, "Sweden will never become a member of NATO as long as I am the minister of defense." You are still the minister of defense.
Yes.
Are you now fully on board with joining the alliance?
Yes, you must understand the context and the situation also, because Sweden and Finland, we decided to have a strategy to be military non-allied and at the same time develop military planning during peace together in all two countries. And at the same time, we upgraded our military capability and have to sign defense agreements with different countries. And that worked, but we came until a situation when they started the war, the 24th of February this year.
When Russia invaded Ukraine, yeah.
Yeah, that changed the situation.